This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
And a storyline that I'm sure our buddy Feinbaum is talking about on several platforms today, Wisconsin quarterback Graham Mertz, who was 20 of 21 and made Wisconsin look like a national championship contender, is awaiting confirmation on a COVID positive test that he took over the weekend. By Big Ten rule, he would miss a minimum of 21 days, three games. And he was the talk of the Big Ten this past weekend for the most part. Let's bring in Feinbaum to talk about that, to talk about the no replay in Auburn, to talk about the Waddle injury, to talk about everything under the sun. He's our man. Hit it.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, crane works, loader works, rental works, yeah! Big dog's got it.
Paul Feinbaum on the Roundtable is brought to you by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it. The big dog's got it. And now, Paul Feinbaum.
He joins us from the SEC Network and ESPN on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline at this point each week. Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks a lot. Let's start with Alabama-Tennessee. The Crimson Tide dominates again. Jeremy Pruitt after the game says the talent gap is closing. The scoreboard certainly was not indicative of that, Paul. Tennessee still has a long way to go.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to get involved in other people's personal health, but I would strongly recommend Jeremy Pruitt making an appointment this morning with an eye doctor, if that's what he thought. it's the same Tennessee game I've seen now for about 12 or 13 years. I mean, there was, every once in a while it gets a little closer. I mean, we all know when. But that game looked like last year's game and the year before and the year before and the year before. But, I think that's pretty pathetic when that's the best you can offer to your fan base after, you know, getting your head knocked around for 4 hours. But, hey, give him another raise.
Hey, I think one of the biggest stories, you know, Auburn survives, Paul, in Oxford, but you look at the three calls. Now you go back to Kentucky, the non-touchdown, Arkansas, the non-fumble, and the non-touch against Ole Miss. If that's an Ole Miss touchdown, more than likely Ole Miss wins that game. There's a possibility Auburn could be sitting at 0-5 right now. How big of a story would this be if this was Alabama getting these breaks?
It would be lead story everywhere, and I think the reason it's not is that if you look at Auburn objectively, you see them with two losses, and certainly you could add more to that if you do the math on the schedule. So I don't think it's going to matter a whole lot in the end. I mean, everyone wants to see the officiating correct. It's just one of these weird quirks that Auburn has seemingly gotten breaks. I'm sure Les Miles is sitting there going, what about me a couple of years ago? I realized that play was reviewed. That cost him his job. But, I mean, I don't know how you do it. I mean, because Auburn is not the school. I mean, when I started in Birmingham and the SEC office was there, that's all you heard from Auburn fans is that the SEC office is biased toward Alabama. This is a new one, so good for Gus Malzahn if he has been able to commandeer the SEC officiating Twitter feed.
In reality, now Steve Shaw no longer in charge of SEC officials. He's the national director of officiating. There's a new guy in charge at the SEC, so you can have a change of philosophy. Do you know anything about a philosophy change on going to replay or anything dictated to speed up the game or anything like that? Because it does seem at least Lane Kiffin, just all he wanted was a stoppage of play to take a longer look at it.
Yeah, I agree with that. It just seems like it's always happening. I mean, we can spend 10 minutes in the middle of a meaningless game having everyone go back and forth. I don't know why you can't do it when the game's on the line. Now, the new official, the new director of officiating, was he not formerly Aubie when he was at school at Auburn?
They don't reveal it, Paul. You don't know. They never take the hat off, the head off. You don't know. Paul Feinbaum is with us from the SEC Network at ESPN. He joins us each week on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline, courtesy of our friends at Craneworks. The Big Ten was back on the field, Paul, and I don't know how well you knew James Franklin when he was the Vandy coach. He talks a big game. He brings a lot of excitement. I'm just not sure. And look, it's hard to say this because of his record at Vanderbilt, which nobody has ever done. I just don't know how great a coach James Franklin is.
Yeah, I knew him really well, and he was a really cool guy. He has not been quite the same since going to Penn State. Pressure is obviously considerably higher, but no, you're right. My former producer, actually I've had two producers at ESPN who were Penn State guys, so therefore you hear more than you want to hear. You guys understand that with Rockstar. And
oh, man.
It's just that was always the rap on him, and it was game management. I mean, he's a tremendous recruiter. I think he runs a fairly optimal program, but I don't know what happens to him in these moments. But that's often what defines a coach, and that was a mess on Saturday night. I mean, it was still one of the great games I've seen in a long time, and I mean, in terms of a dramatic ending. But yeah, he picked the wrong time to lose, because the Ohio State game is really his only shot this year at redemption, and I don't see it happening.
You know, one of the great stories in the Big Ten this weekend was Graham Mertz getting his first start at quarterback for Wisconsin and completing his first 17 passes. Ends up 20 of 21. Now he gets a positive COVID test, and because of this ridiculous protocol in the Big Ten, he could be out 21 days, Paul.
And this is the problem. And you know, the Big Ten had to make a deal with the devil to come back, not to rehash all the history, but these presidents decided if we're coming back, we're going to make it tough, and that would be just an unbelievable casualty of this. And it would also make you wonder about how the Big Ten is going to get to the finish line. I'm not saying they won't. I don't have any earthly idea what the next 6 or 8 weeks are going to look like around the country. But man, that would really be tough. I hate to see it, but Wisconsin looked legit the other night.
Yeah, they really did. So did Ohio State on their return. So did Jim Harbaugh in Michigan. It was a good day for the Big Ten. It was a bad day for Alabama in the injury department with Jalen Waddle. We talked about this early in the show, Paul. You feel almost cheated a little bit as a fan not to get to see Waddle play a full season. And the same thing with Tua Tagovailoa and his time in Tuscaloosa. When does this impact Alabama? When does the loss of Waddle show up for the Tide this year?
Oh, I think it would be few and far between. But I mean, there's possibly that one game this year. Is it LSU? I mean, they did look a lot better the other night. So I mean, maybe it's Saturday night in 3 or 4 weeks when Alabama needs a big play in the third quarter or fourth quarter, or more than likely it's going to be in the playoffs. I mean, you could see Saban after the game. He was correct in his concern for Waddle. He was also correct in saying we got a lot of really good players here, and they do. I don't think it's going to change very much just from a down and distance situation, because Alabama has so many great skill players. But it's that one play, whether it's in Baton Rouge or maybe in the SEC championship game, but certainly against an Ohio State or a Clemson, you need him. And I'm not about to suggest the season, the national championship could go down as a result. But it's that one intangible that you hate to see go. I mean, for all the other reasons we've already said. But he's that. I mean, when you're the most impactful player in the country on a given play, and you can change a game, you can change a game on any play. That's the saddest part of this, just for the fans. I mean, obviously for Waddle, you hate to see it from a practicality standpoint. I mean, the guy was such a good player, and now he's got to come back from a tough injury.
All right, he is Paul Feinbaum here. More like that this afternoon, 2 to 6 on the Feinbaum Network here on Jocks, the SEC Network as well, and see him on Get Up all week long on ESPN, I'm sure. Paul, thank you for the time. It's always great talking with you.
Guys, thanks. See you next week.
All right, Paul, brought to you by our friends at Craneworks. Just look for that big dog downtown just off Red Mountain Expressway. And like all of our guests, he appears on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline, an easy-drinking hard seltzer with just 2 carbs and 100 calories. Try it in strawberry, lime, mango, black cherry, or grab the variety pack.